Welcome to the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast for November 24th, where we spotlight the latest in sustainable travel innovation and volunteer impact around the world. Today, we're diving into how one Canadian's mission in wartime Ukraine is saving thousands of animals, a groundbreaking tourism tracking system rolling out in Nepal, and global momentum and frustration for climate action after the latest United Nations conference. Let's jump right in. First, in Ukraine, where war has left entire communities scattered and devastated, Bruce Perry from British Columbia, Canada, found a way to turn heartbreak into hope. After being turned away from military service, Bruce pivoted to join Animal Rescue Kharkiv, a volunteer-driven group that saved more than 29,000 pets abandoned in the conflict. Day after day, Bruce cares for injured puppies and kittens whose families fled or were lost to violence. His story shows how volunteer travelers can fill crucial gaps, providing relief not just to people, but also to the most vulnerable animals. For conscious travelers, this highlights the power of persistence and the importance of adapting your skills, even in the toughest environments. Organizations like Animal Rescue Kharkiv remind us humanitarian impact comes in many forms, and even small acts can create ripples of hope. Next, major changes are coming for travelers to Nepal. Starting in early 2026, the country will implement a Foreign National Management Information System, or FNMIS, to track all tourists for better safety, rescue, and sustainable management. Every hotel, airline, and travel company will participate, making it easier to keep visitors secure and respond quickly to emergencies, especially for trekking and adventure travel in remote areas. For sustainable tourism operators, this means embracing more transparent data systems, while for eco-minded travelers, it's reassurance that your safety is a priority as you explore Nepal's rich culture and fragile landscapes. This move reflects a global trend toward responsible, better-managed tourism. And finally, at the climate crossroads, the COP30 conference in Brazil wrapped up this weekend with nations reaffirming their commitment to stopping climate change, but without firm action or timelines to phase out fossil fuels. While activists and agencies wanted more sweeping changes, there was progress on a just transition agreement, focused on making sure workers and everyday people benefit from the shift to green energy and sustainable tourism. For those leading tours, managing eco-lodges, or running community projects, this is a clear signal. Sustainable travel isn't just about carbon footprints, it's about fair economic opportunity and climate resilience. Today's stories show that responsible travel, from animal rescue after war to technological upgrades for safer travel, is shaping a better future, step by step. If you found these stories inspiring, subscribe to the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast, visit our website for in-depth resources, and explore our hand-picked volunteer and sustainable travel opportunities. Travel well, make an impact, and join us tomorrow for more ways you can make your journeys matter.